Well, the Richmond Park and North Kingston seat, created in 1997, it's been Liberal Democrat since then. As you were saying, the London mayoral candidate, Susan Cramer, was the current MP, beating the Conservative candidate here in 2005 by just 3,701 votes. It's a crucial constituency, Vanessa, and we're here all day in the battle for London Bus. We're just by Amanda's flower stall on George Street, just by the Tesco Metro, so come down. We've got the candidates coming on a little bit later, Susan Cramer herself and the Conservative candidate, Zach Gold. Smith. This constituency includes all of Richmond Park, the largest green space in London. It's got Kew Gardens and Old Deer Park, very affluent area, some of the highest property prices, of course, of any London local authority. And Richmond is on the Heathrow Airport flight path. Obviously, no planes going across Richmond today, a delight to some of the residents here, as I've been speaking to them this morning. Clear blue skies, a bit of cloud, but no planes at all. Now, this makes expansion at Heathrow a significant local issue. This is a key Tory target seat at this election. Zach Goldsmith fighting the newly buoyant Liberal Democrats in one of the most crucial target seats in London. Now, he's the former editor, as you were saying, of The Ecologist magazine. And when the results for Richmond Park comes in on election night, it's just going to show the way the wind is blowing for David Cameron. It's one of 23 key marginals which the Tories must win from the Lib Dems in order to form a government. And it's precisely this source of seats which could be affected by that strong performance of Nick Clegg in the televised election debate last week. I've been speaking to Richmond residents all morning just passing the bus here, and these are the issues that affect them.
The issue that concerns me the most is are the planning issues, the way that the current council is dealing with requests for new buildings, housing, planning permissions. They just don't seem to be applying a huge amount of sense. And so that's a concern for people like me who are residents. They let just about anything go up.
Not specifically to Richmond, no. I'm viewing it more as a national contest and seeing what the different parties have to present in their manifestos and making the decision on that. The main issues, it seems to me, are the economy and then spending, particularly on health and education.
Yeah, spending cuts. I don't want them to be too deep, really, so I don't vote for either of those because they both say they're going to cut too deeply, really. So for Labour, really. I think they're trusted not to cut too deep, and I like what they've done, so education mainly.
Well, I think it has to be dealing with the financial situation and how are we going to get back on track from where we've been. I mean, it's been the worst situation we've had for tens of years, and it's very important that we get back into a sound financial position. That's my main concern.
The only issue in Richmond I've got is whether or not, if the Liberals win and they do move to a hung parliament, whether that keeps Gordon Brown in power. Because the flip side of that coin is, could the Liberals ever support a Tory minority government? That's the key one for me.
I think, like a lot of Richmond's residents, we're very concerned about the local issues. I mean, I think people here, you know, do see it as a two-horse race between the two candidates. Obviously, Susan's got a very good track record, I think, which counts in her favour. But I think a lot of people are looking at maybe what could be done differently here. It's just the trivial things like, you know, rubbish collection, like, you know, the noise. They've done quite a good job of controlling, you know, unsocial behaviour, which used to be a big problem with Richmond, with the number of pubs and bars and things here. But they seem to have got that under control, put more police. But it's those sorts of things, really, you know, the local sort of quality of life issues, I think.
So many issues there, Vanessa, but one big issue we were talking about this morning on The Breakfast Show was the plans to introduce parking charges at Richmond Park. Now, it's one of only two spaces owned by Royal Parks, which doesn't charge to use the car parks, but proposals have gone through Parliament, which will see visitors paying £2 an hour to use those car parks serving Richmond Park. Many people living nearby claim it will force drivers onto residential roads. Both candidates, Susan Cramer and Zach Goldsmith, have pledged to fight the charges. And another main issue is the possible closure of maternity services and A&E at Kingston Hospital. Now, both again, Susan Cramer and Zach Goldsmith have promised to safeguard the future of Kingston Hospital after leaked documents revealed the A&E and maternity units were under threat. Susan Cramer handing in a 15,000 signature petition at Downing Street. Mr. Goldsmith, he said he would quit as an MP, triggering a by-election here if a Tory government axed key services at Kingston Hospital. And he also said if they go back on the pledge not to build a third runway at Heathrow. It's getting a lot of press attention this seat, Vanessa. David Cameron was here a couple of weeks ago visiting Kingston Hospital. Nick Clegg was here on Saturday visiting Kingston Hospital as well. So it's definitely one to watch for election night.